Hello and welcome to Northeast Media Hub, the fastest growing digital media platform. I am Adalbert Khar with the latest Hub news. Be informed, be alert. The Safe Hinyautrep mission, comprising of the five pressure groups, Hinyautrep Youth Council, HYC, East Jaintia National Council, EJNC, Jaintia Students Movement, JSM, Hinyautrep Achik National Movement, HANM, and Confederation of Ribhoi People, CORP, burn effigies of the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad K. Sangma, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and State Home Minister Lakmen Rumboi on Saturday near the Meghalaya Chief Minister's bungalow at Polo Shillong. The five pressure groups had initially planned to burn the effigies at the entrance of the CM's bungalow, but were stopped by the state police. After a heated argument with the police, they were shifted to an area away from the entrance of the CM's bungalow. The protest was to condemn the failure of the government of Meghalaya and Assam and the central government to prevent the November 22, 2022 tragedy at Mukro village, in which six people lost their lives. In the wake of the violence at different parts of Meghalaya in the aftermath of the border firing, Assam continued to restrict the movement of people and private vehicles to Shillong for the fifth consecutive day on Saturday. Assam police advised people to refrain from travelling to Meghalaya, especially to Shillong, apprehending the law and order situation. Barricades have been erected since Tuesday in the Jorhat area of Guwahati and Kachar district, the two main entry points to the hill state. Moving on, security forces apprehended five Bangladeshi immigrants from the Assam-Tripura border while they were attempting to return to their country. The suspected Bangladeshi nationals were arrested from two different areas near the interstate border. Two of them were arrested at the Silchar railway station and three were near the Churabari check post near the Assam-Tripura border. The police informed that the accused entered India illegally to search for jobs. Legal procedures against them have been initiated. The Bharatiya Janata Party on Saturday released its party manifesto for the Gujarat Assembly elections. The manifesto of the party, which has held power for six consecutive terms, was released in Gandhinagar by the BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and State BJP President C.R. Patil. It may be mentioned here that elections for the 182-member strong Gujarat Legislative Assembly will be held in two phases on December 1 and December 5, whereas the counting of votes will take place on the 8th of the next month. The Mumbai police have registered a case against 17 foreign nationals, including 10 women, after they were found taking part in a Bollywood film shoot in suburban Dahisar without a work visa, an official said on Saturday. 17 of them, who hail from different countries, were found violating the visa rules. They have been booked under relevant sections of the Foreigners Act. Notices were served to them and investigation is underway. Thank you for listening to Hub Podcast.
For latest news and updates, follow us on www.hubnetwork.in. Download Hub News app in your mobile from Google Play Store and Apple App Store. For promotion and publicity, write to us at info@hubnetwork.in. Thank you. Kublai Shibon, Mithela.